What are you uploading?
Right now I'm working on a video for the IWF Facebook page, because I just gained access to the IWF Facebook page, which is nice because we know the Wi-Fi here in Turkmenistan is not the best.
Yeah.
So I just basically collected like the best training all of it from today. Or maybe not all of the best, but like a good minute of footage, and try to get it up in time. Yeah, that's basically my day here.
So if you're listening, we're in Gregor Winter's hotel room right now.
Right, we actually in our.
And the first thing I note is there is, if Dr. Westbrook were here, he would fucking shit himself, because there are 1, 2, 3, like 8 large bottles of Coca-Cola on the floor right now. And there's another large bottle of Coca-Cola on the desk. So now we know what fuels ATG.
It's coffee and cola.
Coffee and cola. Exactly.
It's no secret. Yeah. Yeah, we're in my room. We're in Turkmenistan. We're in Ashgabat. Dr. Boffa arrived yesterday.
Yesterday.
I've been here for, I guess, 5 days now.
My God.
Yeah. And every day, you just sleep less and less.
It's only going to get worse.
Yeah, because the competition for me only starts tomorrow.
Yeah, but today the competition technically started. Yeah, there's 55, women's 55C, I think.
D,
okay.
D, then C. Then there was a B group.
There was a men's 55 B group. No, yeah, men's 55 B group, I want to say.
Actually, the schedule, yeah. So.
That's probably better.
There's a lot of groups.
The men's session classes today, did you see how many lifters there were? I mean, you were in the training hall.
I did not see anything. We can talk about what I do all day, maybe, like after this.
There were four lifters. That's the only thing I want to comment on. There were four lifters in the session. Let's talk about in the A session, there'll be more lifters. But yeah, that's whatever that was.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is
This is one of the old GoPros, yeah.
Okay.
This is the original training hall, ATG training hall.
Really?
Camp.
This is a piece of history right here.
That was in Anaheim.
Again, if you're listening as opposed to watching, there's just electronics littering the space.
Yeah, littering is a good word. Actually, if you're listening, we also record like a video on the GoPro here, so you can tune in. If we decide to
the original ATG GoPro right here.
Which I guess if you see this, then we decide to post a video. If not, then yeah.
So Ashgabat, what was it like arriving in Ashgabat?
First of all, I was kind of nervous. Do they let me in? Do they not let me in? Because all we had was this invitation letter from the
organizing committee.
And usually you get like a visa, and Turkmenistan, it's very hard to get a visa. There's like 5,000 tourist visas issued, I guess, every year. And yeah, but luckily all of that worked out. Lots of security here, lots of passport controls, security checks. But yeah, I was pretty happy. The organization is pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Everything transport to the venue was no problem. First of all, the venue. This is a big Olympic village.
This is astonishing.
Complex.
I have no point of comparison for this place.
Yeah.
There's no like, oh, it's like this but bigger, or like this but whiter. Literally nothing compares to this that I've seen.
I've been to a bunch of world championships. You've been as well to more than I have. So nothing compares to this.
No. It's spotless and it's huge.
It's huge.
It has a monorail.
It has a monorail connecting the athletes' village to the competition venue and all of these places. First of all, it looks, I mean, for the audio listeners, I'm taking the GoPro and trying
to. For the audio listeners, you should really get on the video feed.
Yeah, you're missing out. I want to talk about so much, I don't know where to start. This whole complex costs like $5 billion.
And they really want to host an Olympics.
Yeah.
And to me, I want to be like, this is natural. Like, literally, it's the most impressive sight I've ever seen for athletics.
Exactly. Yeah, they want to get, like, first an Asian Games here, and then 2030-something.
Do the Olympics.
Try to get an Olympic.
Okay.
Yeah.
From what I understand, the IOC is having trouble finding people that want to host the Olympics, because the Olympics are just a huge money sink.
Well, and if you want to sink money, then
I mean, Turkmenistan has already sunk in the money, so you might as well.
They've done it for you. Yeah, it's great. Our hotel room is pretty good. I hear the athletes' hotels is pretty good as well.
Okay.
It is not as fancy as this hotel room.
Which ours are really nice.
Which is one of the nicest hotel rooms.
There's a chandelier. Every hotel room, chandelier. And your room doesn't have two showers, right?
It has a bathtub.
Oh, so it does. Okay, yeah. As does mine. Yeah. You have a tub and a shower option.
Yeah. Not to, I will have the chance to use the tub. Or.
No, exactly.
But it's there. It looks nice.
If you wanted to take a
bath. I just did my laundry here, like hand wash laundry in the tub. So I used it.
Have you been to the mall yet?
I have been to the mall. For the listeners, it's not as, or maybe we should explain, there's a lot of security here. Probably like 10, I'm exaggerating, but like 10 volunteers to every person here, it seems.
Probably.
There's so many volunteers. There's like an army of security agents and everything is fenced off. I guess that's just Turkmenistan.
Like the mall is probably from where we are, like 100 meters, 200 meters.
It would be like a 3-minute walk.
And it was like a 25-minute walk.
Exactly.
Because you have to go around and you kind of walk through the village, which is cool. But then you go under the street in the tunnel and you come to the other side, you walk around a building, and it's like legitimately a 20-minute walk.
Then you get there. It's actually a really nice mall. We're in a nice part of Uzbekistan. Like, it's really nice here. All the, if you go outside of the Athletes Village, it's really nice. Mm-hmm. They call it the White City because everything is like white marble, white cars.
White and silver cars, every car.
Yeah. You're not allowed, as a normal citizen, you're not allowed to
On our drive to the restaurant tonight, I saw one car that was not...
That was the president.
White or silver. It was like a Toyota, so it probably wasn't him, but it was like a random, one random car.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been there, exchanged some money. First, I did a bad exchange. Like, they ripped me off. Yeah, but they have everything. For the first time, usually on these trips, because I'm addicted to Coke Zero, that keeps me running here, this is the first country where we have no trouble getting Coke Zero.
Here.
Actually, they have only Coke Zero here. They don't have the regular Coke.
Which is, I think Mike was saying, again, I couldn't hear in this restaurant because it was so loud, but Mike ordered a Coke at dinner and he was pointing out, like, this is not...
This is, they only have Coke Zero here.
Why don't they have Coke?
I don't know. I love it. It's actually...
You're not complaining.
Yeah, I'm not complaining. Usually when Ned and I travel, Ned from Hooker, usually we travel together to these events, stay in the same hotel room, and when we go to shops or supermarkets, we buy out the whole store.
Yeah.
When there's like 10 bottles of Coke Zero, we buy them all, and then we clear the shops one by one. Yeah, that's the village. What do we want to talk about? The village.
The village is astonishing. The venue is astonishing, too.
Yeah. Also, today was the opening ceremony.
Did you go to that?
I did not. I only saw...
Yeah.
Saw the Instagram stories from the athletes, and they pulled in, they trucked in like 15,000 people and had a huge opening ceremony because the Turkmen president was actually attending the ceremony.
I think he went to one of the lifting sessions as well.
Oh, wow.
Because we were supposed to do like a test run this evening with one of the sessions.
Yeah.
And then they were like, scratch that. President's going to be there. It's going to be too much of a mess with the president there. So we didn't do any test runs.
Yeah, maybe we should talk about, what's your job here? What are you doing here?
Commentating. Part of the comment. Yeah. I'm super fortunate.
Exactly.
So after Houston, where it was all B sessions.
Yeah.
Anaheim last year, A sessions, but of course without the 9 top countries, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Now Turkmenistan commentating again.
Yes.
And so it's me, JP Nicoletta, Sean Waxman are the commentators, and then Mike Choi and Mark Canella are also, they're helping out in the back room as spotters. So basically, we get an audio feed from them and they can tell us things like, Alexei Ni just, you know, tried to attack Liu Xiaoxuan's knees by moving knee hot, so he's, you know, forced to go and stuff like that, like he pulled in Houston. So there's 5 of us, 3 of us will be doing commentating on the air. 2 of us helping on the back, and then Lagardère, which is the production company, has like a squad of people that they brought out doing all the behind the scenes TV stuff and coordinating and camera people and whatnot.
Yeah, the logistics involved in something like this is crazy. Yeah.
They were talking to us about the trucks today. Mm-hmm. So Turkmenistan, when they built this whole complex, like they not only did they build everything, they set it all up for broadcast and stuff. So they have like all the camera equipment. They have all the walkie-talkies, everything.
Yeah.
including the trucks that where you do the production company, and each truck is like $15 million, and it's just filled with the electronics. One truck with all like the satellite uplink, I think. One, they have the generators out there. They're ready to host. They could host the Olympics tomorrow if they wanted.
If they wanted, yeah, they're ready, and they have the budget. They have the they have the manpower to do it.
Seriously, I think we were seeing the people coming in to, when we went to the mall.
Yeah.
We saw waves of Turkmens coming in with like in their uniforms and whatnot. I think they were, imagine they were going to that opening ceremony.
I bet.
And now the torch is lit on top of the main stadium in the Olympic Village.
There's an actual torch.
Yeah. On top of a giant horse head statue.
Can't make it up. We should probably
seriously
put him some photos. We should take some photos tomorrow and put them in.
It's really amazing.
If you post a video. Which I'm not sure. Yeah, my job here is, first of all, I run ATG. My job here, I have a deal with the IWF where they grant me access to the training hall, to the warm-up area. Basically, I can go wherever I want, take videos.
Gregor's pass, the passes all have numbers for which area you can go in. So like one signifies field of play, like number 7 signifies guest seating. Yeah. Gregor's pass doesn't even have a number. It just says, I shit you not, the infinity symbol. He can literally go into VIP seating and rub elbows with Tomasz Ayan if he wants.
If I want.
You got that option.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good. And it's needed. I mean,
yeah.
I can't like wait in front of a line, in front of security and argue with them. Like,
yeah.
I need to have quick access. Yeah. And in exchange, I give them content which they can post throughout the year. You see that on IWF Instagram being posted by other people, not by me. So if there's a weird caption sometimes on IWF Instagram, don't blame me, please. That's different people doing it. Yeah. But here, actually, we are the ones posting the training hall footage. So the first couple of days, like the first 4 or 5 days, I basically am in the training hall from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And film people picking up weights, basically, like for 12 hours straight. Yeah, maybe you could talk about what my day is like, it's actually so boring. Like I wake up.
I'm sure for most people it's not boring.
It's probably not boring. I shouldn't say it's boring. It's a wrong word. Yeah, I wake up at like 7:30 a.m. in complete agony. Because I didn't get enough sleep. Brush my teeth, get breakfast. That's where I meet up with Ned from Hook Grip. Then we go to the venue and to the training hall, I should say. And start filming the first session. Like, I'm not sure if people are familiar how it actually works. So different countries are assigned different groups. So there's like, for example, North Korea, Thailand, Japan, Venezuela, and Colombia in one group. And each group is assigned a training hall slot for like 90 minutes or 2 hours. And then we have like 6 group and they are distributed throughout the day, basically. Mm-hmm. And there's no break in between, which sucks for us because we can't get any food in between. And then one team arrives, trains, leaves, the next team's coming. And we are just there filming.
Yeah, so it's not a free-for-all. I think people might have a conception of like, you go to Worlds, you're a top athlete, you just train whenever you want. You really can't. You have to, and they're being quite strict about it. I mean, you have to train at your designated time with your country.
Exactly, yeah. Because if not, then everybody would train at like 5 p.m.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody wants to get up early.
No, it'd be total chaos.
Yeah. I remember at 2017 Worlds, they wanted to make Mart Saim wake up early. That's not something you do to a man who squats 400 kilos.
Yeah.
Which it's quite brutal. And they only get one slot. But some countries, like Meso Hassona from Qatar, he trains twice a day. So there's like some exceptions to some countries coming in twice. Mm. If there's a free platform available, that's usually it's not a problem. Like, especially if there's like one lifter per country, like Meso. That's what we do. What else? My day. Yeah, basically I shoot training all day. The training hall should we describe the training hall maybe?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It looks amazing.
It's a dream.
It's a dream for every weightlifter, for every biceps curl. There's so many bars you can curl just randomly. It's great.
And every now and then you will see a coach pick up a bar and do a few curls.
That's actually nice. Especially on Team China, especially this year, there's a lot of coaches squatting. Coach UG doing squats.
Yeah, I have video. Yeah. Do you really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you see that. You see a bunch of random stuff in there. And it's fully equipped, 50 plus platforms, all Eleiko, all new.
Yeah.
They even have GHDs and sit-up banks, which they usually don't provide.
I was going to say, I've never seen a GHD or sit-up bank before.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I think they had some in Houston, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But what they have here, what is new, is like jerk blocks or pulling blocks. At first we were like joking, nobody's going to use those, because who's going to do that? But you actually see some people, like today Meso did like jerk, no, not jerks, clean pulls of blocks.
Okay.
Some people did jerks, yeah, so equipment gets used.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all new, it all looks fantastic. It's also great for shooting, because whenever or where else do you get the chance to like shoot training hall with a long lens?
Yeah.
Usually like when you visit somebody at home, it's like a small gym, you're all wide angle. Just for me as a photographer and videographer, it's nice to get like a long lens shot and it's really compressed. It just looks nice. It's a different feel to it.
Also, you have like this embarrassment of riches around you. Because it's, I mean, yesterday when we were watching the Colombians train, there were three of us there and it was still hard to cover all of the lifting that was going on.
Yeah. For all the people who always message me on ATG, hey, Greg, I filmed this, do that. I really tried to get everyone and everything. It's impossible.
It's physically impossible. Three people and it was hard for us to cover. There were at least five we athletes. Stuff. Yeah, we were missing stuff, exactly.
For example, Team China walks into the training hall. The whole delegation consists of 59 people. It includes all the coaches, all the massage therapists. And yeah, it was 10 classes for men and women. Some of them bring their personal coaches. Then you have a massage therapist. Everybody's walking in front of you. It's so crowded. I think it would need like, I would need like 10, or maybe five people. Yeah, five people to just cover a men's training session for Team China.
Yeah.
And then even though, even if you have five people, you have to get lucky that nobody walks in front of you at like the critical moment, you're in the right spot at the right time. You have to look behind your shoulder. Oh, is Lu doing this? Do I shoot Lu or do we shoot Chen Lu Jing doing 270? I don't know. So you have to make those decisions, and it always pains me. It really pains me when I like miss shots.
You know there's a good lift going on. I know. And you're like...
And there's nobody else here filming this.
I know. I mean, yesterday...
Nobody will see it.
Deng Wei is snatching up to 100. And beautiful snatches. Oh. But literally right across from me, Liu Xiaoxing is cleaning 190. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. I'm in between two of the greatest athletes in this sport.
What do you do? Yeah. What do you do?
I don't even know where to look, let alone where to point a camera.
This is like... It's really nice to be here. Like, everybody's bringing their A game.
Yeah.
All the athletes are prepared for this one special moment in their lives, in their careers, basically.
Yeah.
And it's pretty special. Sometimes maybe I take it for granted how lucky I am to be involved in this.
It gets exhausting, and you just can't help but be exhausted.
It is terribly exhausting. Like, I'm sleep deprived from day one.
Yeah.
I make errors, like the more sleep deprived I guess, the more like errors I make filming and editing. And if you see a typo on IWF, don't be a bitch about it. Don't be that guy. Like, oh,
Gregor's running on like 4 hours of sleep.
4 hours of sleep.
He might not have had a Coke Zero recently. You just don't know.
It's, I mean, I don't want to like whine about it, but it's actually hard on the body. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
only,
right now it's like 11:30 p.m. when we like record this, and I've had a whole day of just non-stop, like I have not, like right now I'm sitting, but I haven't sat down, and basically because of my terrible flexibility I have this terrible squat position in which I like lean on one knee and like one leg is bent. It's like the Slav squat, and I film all of my training in this position, and actually I have like a nerve issue right now. I can't feel my toes
just from that's this, not good.
Just from this terrible...
But in 10 days, you can worry about it.
Yeah.
For the next 10 days...
The next 10 days, it's all just chewing weightlifting. Yeah. And yeah, the reason I do this for like 10 days straight is just to have footage I can post throughout the year.
Yeah.
Because the editing is usually, or not usually, is always what takes the most amount of time. Mm-hmm. Like, you come home with like terabytes and terabytes of data we produce here. And yeah, it's just a lot of stuff to go through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While we're talking about training hall footage,
yeah,
should we talk about some of the lifts we did see? So I just said Deng Wei snatching two, she was snatching 100 for doubles, essentially. They were long doubles, but still counts in my book.
It's, yeah. Oh, you count those? Okay.
As a double, she didn't sit down.
Okay.
And she didn't leave the platform.
If my left leg gets numb in between two attempts, I don't count it as a double. No, but it was a double. Okay. Oh, fine. Then you mentioned Luja Jun cleaning 190.
Twice.
He cleaned it twice. What happened to the jerk?
I noticed that on the IWF Instagram, you did not put the jerk.
Yeah, we did not. Actually, Nat put up the video and he left out the jerk intentionally. I mean, by the time this gets out, he missed the jerk.
Yeah.
It happens to the best. Actually, Lou, from the past training holidays, he seems kind of stressed. He's not the Lou we've seen in other world championships in 2015.
He's 34 years old this year.
He's 34 years old.
As of IW, which, consider that he's almost a master and cleaning 190. And we saw him snatch 150 in the
training. He did 150
hall.
A bunch of times, which was funny. I missed all the 150 seated. Ugh, yeah, terrible. But he walked up to one platform, did 150, and then walked up to another loaded bar. There was 150 on there. Snatched that as well. Yeah. Looked pretty good. Yeah. But the clean and jerks... Yeah, we've seen easier 190s here, especially from other people.
He did 170 right before that.
He did.
170 looked good.
You got the video?
I got the video.
I missed it. But I got all the other attempts.
Yeah. But the jerk was a tiny bit out front on the 170. It wasn't as, didn't look as perfect as you maybe, like you said, the Lou of old, where it's just like machine, every lift, exactly where you want it.
But have you noticed in the training of when Lou lifts, not only are we, like, cameraman filming him looking, the whole training hall, there's like a cloud around
Everyone's watching.
It must be insane.
I can't imagine the pressure he's got.
I feel bad. Like, whenever I film people, obviously I try to be as stealthy as possible. I'm not in their way. I'm being considerate. Am I, is the person being bothered by me? Hopefully not. I mean, by now I'm pretty good with all that stuff. Like,
like a ninja.
Yeah.
Like a very unflexible ninja.
Very unflexible.
<It's>... I'm kidding, yeah.
No, it's a great description. Should be on a shirt. Yeah.
I wonder, because what you said is so accurate. Like, not only is there a cloud of attention around him, but there's there's a ton of people just like on their phones filming.
And
when I think of like, the pressure that an athlete like Dimas or Kakishvili had going for that third Olympic gold, like, that's impressive. It makes you think, like, wow, they dealt with that pressure. But now, that pressure must be even worse because, like, you have that attention. Not only people are looking, everyone's taking video, people are taking official video. There's, like, you know, a bunch of news teams in there. Like,
oh, yeah.
The pressure now on social media must be astounding. Yeah, news teams are the worst, actually. Yeah,
they take photos with flash. Don't do that in training halls.
Yeah, they walk in front of platform like they're totally
literally
intrusive.
In front of the the person's about to lift.
I mean, they're clearly not.
Oh my god,
knowledgeable on weightlifting at all, and so they have no sense of the etiquette or anything.
Yeah,
it's like a bunch of CrossFitters in the gym. Just kidding, CrossFit.
Yeah, we love you. We love you. Just kidding. But yeah, just listeners, imagine. You're working out. Maybe you work out in a global gym, in a commercial gym, and there's only one person like. Who might be filming, who might not be filming it, you would be kind of feeling like weird.
Yeah.
Imagine that times 100.
Yeah, a whole crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone knows Liu Xiaoxian.
Everyone knows him here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone takes photos with him.
Even though he has not won an international title since 2014. 2015, Houston, he bombed. 2016, he took second to Rahimov.
Yes.
17, I mean, like, you know, a world, let's say, level title. In 2017, he was not eligible.
Yeah. It's been a while.
It's been 4 years.
I don't remember. Wait, Chinese nationals this year? I mean, it's not an international, but I don't remember. See, there are people who are way more knowledgeable than me. Some people have, like, all the, like, are like a
the
database.
The continental or the national. Yeah, I forget what he did at nationals.
Yeah.
But this... There's a lot of pressure.
It is. Other,
Jonathan, what's his name doing from Columbia? Doing 170.
Jonathan Rivas.
Yeah, 170, yeah, yeah.
Pretty easy.
Twice.
Two singles.
Twice at 170.
Made it look easy. Today, Mesa Hosona, 250 in clean and jerk. It was his max out day. And he attempted 220, missed a jerk.
Really?
Okay. Clean looked easy enough. Yeah, today he had a bunch of good lifts. Matty Rogers, 130. What else do I have here? I have a 150 of Luda Jean, Meso. Yeah, there's been a bunch of people doing good stuff. I'm posting the video soon.
Yeah.
It's hard. I forget all the things that I see usually. I mean, I don't forget them, but it's hard to remember them after a whole day of shooting. You see so much. You see like hundreds or maybe thousands of lifts per day.
Yeah. I guess easily thousands between warm-ups and everything.
Yeah.
Number of lifters. Yeah, it's astonishing. Have you been in the venue?
I have been at the venue. That will be quite interesting tomorrow because it looks like they want to keep it as neat as possible, like so they don't allow the photographers to be on the field of play.
Really?
My pass allows me to be there.
Yeah.
So I'll set up base camp somewhere. I hope it's to the right away, far away from the gym.
Uh-huh.
Always gets in the way. If not, I'll be by the IWF table. It's always nice to be there. The power plugs and you plug in. Don't have to charge batteries. That's nice. Yeah. The venue looks nice. It's, I think it's smaller than Houston. I don't know.
I think it's small. It feels smaller than Houston. It actually feels like the same size as Kazakhstan.
That's right.
Very similar.
Similar bleachers. Yeah, steep bleachers.
Yeah. Actually, the bleachers are great because there's not a bad seat in the whole place.
You have a great view from everywhere.
Yeah. I got to stand on the platform yesterday.
Nice.
They had to practice announcing athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And so they practiced announcing, I think, the women's 49. And no, women's 45.
You got called.
Women's 45. And so me and Canella and JP and I think Mike Choi was up there and we went up and
great.
Waxman, we each stepped out as one of the women's 45 kilo lifters.
Like you do.
Exactly. Listen, my one and only chance to be announced at a world. So still counts.
That's great.
We're probably lifting the same weight. So it's the last class I could be competitive in.
Oh my God. Yeah. The gods. I'm looking forward to, what are some of your classes you look forward to the most? Are there?
I'm really, almost every class I'm excited for.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited for Koha, of course, in the 59s.
That's going to be a good class.
It's going to be a very good class. Quo. Exactly.
Yeah, from Chinese Taipei, Taiwan.
I'm looking forward to seeing Loredana.
Loredana, yeah.
64s.
Obviously, Team China is bringing the A game.
Yeah. Deng Wei is going to be exciting. She looks super sharp yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Rahimov is a 73. What's he going to, you know?
What's he going to do? Kazakhstan looks not like the old Kazakhstan
anymore. They think it can't be the old Kazakhstan. I think a lot of countries can't be the old. Yeah. I mean, listen, Viktor Getz of Russia, right? B session 81s.
B session, yeah.
And a bunch of great guys, B session 81s.
Yeah.
Who, I think,
I was looking at the German team. We have no A session lifter this year.
Really? Harrison is in the A. I don't know who else from the American team is A, but I know Harrison just squeaked into the A session for the 81s.
Very nice.
The 351 total, I think.
Awesome. Good.
Which is heavy.
It is.
Or maybe they.
On his first day training here, Harrison just. Like the team arrived at. 6 a.m. in the morning. They were scheduled for a 9 a.m. training session. So they probably didn't sleep in between. So
my God.
3 hours after REM, he was squatting like 225. Looked fast.
So strong.
Yeah.
He squatted, this was on our podcast with Kevin Simon, he squatted 200 at 13 years old. Which is amazing.
Listen to the past episode of the interview with Kevin.
Kevin Simon. Kevin Simon. His coach. His one and only coach, which is pretty cool.
Well, I think just right. I saw him today. Didn't see him the other days.
Okay.
I think by now most teams will arrive either tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. I saw Lasha's on his way.
I'm excited to see. So Lasha, if Lasha's in the form he was last year, his opening snatch will either meet or exceed the world standard currently set. The world standard for the supers is 210.
It's 210.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Lasha will take gold on his first attempt and then does what he wants, I think. Probably.
221.
Yeah.
222.
Because there's nobody here who can snatch 210. At the, well, I shouldn't speak too soon. Maybe Armenia does something I don't know about, which is quite possible. Mm-hmm. Armenians know how to snatch.
Yeah, yeah. Big weights, so. In yeah. Rio, I think there was one Armenian who snatched 210. I forget his name.
Was it Gore or Gore or Ruben?
Ruben, I think.
Ruben Alexandria. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good.
What are you excited to see?
All my favorites, all the ones you see on ATG usually. Yeah, people ask me, why do you post these people? Because they're my favorites.
Right?
Yeah.
It's your site.
Exactly. No, I mean, I look forward to seeing, obviously, Team China competing again. Yeah. It's just great lifting. Then my favorite lifter is Mohamed Ehab.
Yeah.
I just like seeing him win. I like his passion.
His intensity is so good.
His intensity. People think he's a goofball. He is a very, very focused lifter in training. When I visited him in Egypt, I was going to go early to the training hall, just get some B-roll footage, like an empty training hall, turning on the lights, like get all this B-roll. I turn on the lights. Oh no, I didn't even turn on the lights. I just opened the training hall and see Mohamed Ehab in the dark training hall in the back watching YouTube videos of Vanev lifting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Of Vanev.
Yeah. So.
So he's studying intensity.
He keeps track of everybody. Yeah. That's he knows cool. what he needs to do. I hope he's prepared. I hope he's in shape. I hope he's not injured. I talk to him like every once in a while, every like 2 weeks, I check in with him.
What's he said?
He's coming from a training camp in Azerbaijan. Okay. He's been there for 3 weeks now, I think. And his goal was to do 170, 205 there.
Wow.
So, yeah, he's coming prepared. We'll see. And I'm not sure how much weight he has to lose.
Okay.
So we'll see. Because he looks quite beefy. As some people do. With the new classes, some are luckier than others. I heard that Ritva Suharis was 87 for a couple of days during the competition in Poland, the European Junior competition.
Where is it? 164?
At like 84 kilograms, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, but now he's back to 82.
Okay.
And he arrives actually in 3 hours.
Yeah, they're on their way. Right?
Yeah, they're on their way.
I'm excited to see him. I think, you know, let's say he loses a few kilos, a 160 snatch.
He can do 160.
That'd be impressive. Yeah. 81.
Obviously, he's nervous. This is his first world championships, his first senior world championships. I hope Rebecca taught him because she's been at a few. Rebecca Koh has been at like 2014 Worlds.
She's, man, did you see? I think she put it on Instagram recently. Her like progression through junior world. I mean, when she was a kid, she was a little kid and she was...
She's been in this for so long.
Yeah.
And at an elite level for so long. And she's just 20.
Yeah.
Which is stunning. Yeah. For all the people asking me, why do you post so much Rebecca Koa? Because she's good.
She's a good,
She brings home medals.
And you should go listen to our podcast with her. She's also incredibly well-spoken as an athlete and really insightful. And just just a nice person too. Like,
she's nice, yeah.
Very nice.
As most athletes are. Most are like really nice when you can just talk to them.
Yeah.
If you ever get a chance to come to world championships, like I know when it's in the US, it's obviously easier to go to than Turkmenistan. Right now, I don't think there's any foreign spectators here. I know one is here. Super fan Ivan from Slovakia.
Yes, he is.
He comes to every world championships. He's actually here. But other than that, I don't know anyone who's like a tourist visiting this. Yeah, but if you ever get the chance, go to world championships, go to Europeans. You will meet all your favorite weightlifters. They hang around at the venue. They hang around at just at the bar.
Yeah.
You can take all your selfies.
And I don't know that I've run into one who was unpleasant. They're all like some are more pleasant than others, but most of them are just like super friendly.
Yeah, just
happy to chat. They just like weightlifting.
Yeah,
like you do.
Yeah,
like
exactly. And even better if they speak English, which unfortunately some teams just don't speak English.
So you know, and that's one of the rough things. Like we had Koha on, which was awesome, and we'd love to have more athletes, but like. the number of people internationally who speak English
yeah.
is actually not great in the weightlifting world. If we had Russian, we would that would open us up to like 50% of the weightlifting world.
Yeah. For me, Russian, obviously in Chinese, yeah. would be very, very good.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, my Spanish is non-existent.
Doesn't stop
I completed Duolingo course in Spanish. Still can't speak it. yeah.
Yes, having Spanish would help too. But again, our audience, you know, everyone who's listening is mostly an English speaker. So
I guess so.
It is hard to find top level weightlifters who speak English with any proficiency. Does Ritvar speak English?
It's getting better.
Okay.
It's getting better.
So not Koha.
Not Koha level. But also not that bad.
Okay.
I mean, you'll meet him and then you can, yeah, say hello.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad English, but he understands me if I okay. talk to him. But talking for him is like doesn't come as easy as for Rebecca, I think.
Okay.
Which was, if you hear this, I don't mean to badmouth you.
Ritvar, you got an open invite. Yeah. So it sounds like English is great. Don't worry about it. It's much better than my Latvian or your Russian, which you probably also speak, given
probably,
the fact that
yeah.
you're from Latvia.
Yeah. I think, what could we talk about else? What else could we talk about? The food. You like
the food. So I feel like you have to put the food in the context of the world champions in general. Because this is
yeah.
better than Anaheim.
Anaheim was a different story. If you talk to athletes about Anaheim World Championships 2017, there's a decent chance that food will come up and not in a positive way.
No. Unless you're talking about McDonald's and leaving the venue for McDonald's.
Yeah, because that was it was pretty bad. Especially for the super heavyweights. Who
yeah.
But the food here, there's actually every day, like, there's a couple of options. There's some salad.
Yeah.
And we are well fed here.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, Houston, I think, was really solid as a food option.
I enjoyed Houston. It was...
Kazakhstan was rough.
Kazakhstan was rough. Where did you stay in Kazakhstan? You were in an Airbnb, right? Or something?
No, I was in a hotel. I was in one of the hotels.
One of the hotels?
Yeah.
I was in the Rahat Palace.
I forget if I was in there. Were you eating the pink sausages for breakfast or no?
No.
Okay.
I think my breakfast was pretty good.
Maybe you had a better breakfast. We were in a hotel with, and it was not even a hotel. It was like pink sausages, like pink.
Okay, yeah.
They were terrible.
Definitely. Did not have those.
And then Poland, I don't remember how the food was. Paris was okay.
Yeah.
But here it's been pretty good. I mean, it's... What's nice is every time we've gone, there's been food. Like, they haven't run out of stuff, or it hasn't been, like, slim, you know, availability or something like that.
No. Which is nice, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining.
No, exactly. Neither am I. And we went out to the mall today and ate at a restaurant out there, and it was really good.
Good, yeah.
So our meal there was good. So there is good food to be had.
Did you go to the Italian place? Was it this one?
No, I didn't go to the Italian place.
Hey, it's pretty good.
Really? That's where you went?
Yeah. The one was good. It's the only time we went out so far.
I feel like today is probably our only time that we're going to be able to leave the compound. Like maybe in the morning or something. But otherwise, tomorrow the lifting starts and it's 3A sessions a day, every single day for the next 10 days, right?
So it's getting up. Like right now, all my stuff for the audio listeners is on my table, on my bag. I'm charging batteries for the whole day.
It's a lot of batteries being charged.
What takes the most amount of time is like importing all the footage. It's like 4K footage and a bunch of photos and different cameras and stuff. Organizing it, like putting it in the folders and then making backups, which I'm doing right now, I hope. Editing videos. And then I go to bed at like 1 or 2 in the morning, get up at 8, do it again.
And sometimes at the end of the day, I'll say goodbye to Greg and be like, all right, well, you know, we'll get up at 7:30 or 2 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then I'll wake up and there's a text from him at 2 in the morning. I'm just going to bed right now. I'm not getting up at 7:30. Can it happen today?
It happened today, yeah.
That's all right. There's just too much to do.
There is.
Any other closing thoughts?
Closing thoughts. My thoughts are pretty empty. My brain feels empty right now. I'm actually pretty fried from all the... like from the lack of sleep and all that stuff.
I crashed earlier today. I felt pretty good today when I woke up.
Yeah.
yesterday I was tired, but not as bad. And then at like 5 o'clock today, I was like, oh my God, I need to lie down for a minute. And so yeah. I took a little nap, which was really nice. And as I was, all kidding aside, as I was laying down, I was like, man, Gregor is awake right now and he's going to be awake for the next like 5 hours at least. Yeah. And he has no hope of taking a break.
Nope, no breaks.
So I think people should keep that in mind if they complain.
Yeah. Well, people will complain no matter what.
Yeah. Just, exactly. Yeah.
It's well, the internet.
They're not going to
yeah.
have any sympathy.
Yeah. Other than that, leave a comment if you liked this. Don't leave a comment if you didn't. maybe you should do it more often. I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see what people say. I mean, I think, like you said, so Gregor yesterday, we were sitting, I forget if it was dinner or breakfast, we were just like, we're going to sit and talk about weightlifting anyway.
Yeah. We should just put out the recorder and just
put the recording, see what people say.
Minimal editing.
If you're not, minimal, none. I mean, I'm going to.
Oh God, none?
I'll probably cut off the beginning when we clap for audio, but otherwise.
Ugh. Okay.
Like, I don't have time to listen to this whole thing. Who, but I'm not you. I'm going to bed, Gregor. I need my sleep.
Oh, man. Okay, rest. Give it to me. I'll edit it. No sleep tonight.
I'll cut the front and the end off, and that's it. Put it out there in the world.
Yeah. Okay, then hope you enjoyed it. That's been it. Episode 1 of Ashgabat Turkmenistan World Championships.
2018.
Audio vlog.
And only our second. Now, sadly, Dr. Westbrook is not. He's here in spirit.
Dr. Westbrook.
Speaking of Dr. Westbrook.
If you hear this, you should be here.
You should be here. Do you know what the president of Turkmenistan did before being the president?
He was a dentist.
He was.
No.
He was a dentist.
Dr. Westbrook, if right? you ever want to become a president.
Of a small, but incredibly wealthy, Central Asian
well-run
country.
Nation.
Yes. Extremely well-run, extremely clean.
In case the Secret Service is listening. I love Turkmenistan. It's the
beautiful.
Best.
Beautiful. Really, the city is stunning. I've literally never seen anything like this before.
Yeah.
And if you see pictures, which hopefully get up, you'll agree, like, this does not exist elsewhere on the planet, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah. And also, people try to compare it to North Korea, like, in a bad way.
Yeah.
It's not like North Korea.
No.
It's, obviously, there is, like, surveillance. It is a police state.
In the U.S., there's that, too, though.
Exactly. Like, your phones are not secure. In case you were wondering. But yeah, it's just different. I think.
It's been great so far, though.
It's been great. We shouldn't go into politics, I think.
No, maybe not.
Maybe not.
It's great. Listen, it's great.
We want to talk about religion? Let's talk about Trump.
Might as well hit on that briefly.
All right.
With that, we'll close that. And one thing I do want to mention, we've tried. Since you told us to have a podcast, we've tried to get you on the podcast.
I told you guys to do a podcast, right?
You did. You were the inspiration behind the podcast, and then promptly denied our invite to the podcast for 3 years now.
Where what is 3 years? Come on.
What's 3 years among friends? But now, here we are. And it's only our second live podcast. Kevin Simons was number one.
Kevin Simons was one.
And then this is, because usually we're, it's people across
can I fill
the
his
world.
Shoes? I'm not sure.
You've got those sweet Ashgabat slippers on, so you're
just
filling
found
those pretty
you've
well.
Probably got some as well.
Really? We've got a nice robe. We've got a nice bathrobe.
Oh, you know what I do? To all the listeners, I just did my laundry here. Cause
in a tub.
Why did I do my laundry? Because I didn't bring enough clothes. Why did I not bring enough clothes? Because all of the equipment I bring here. Because my bags are always like super heavy, so I have to like wash a couple of times in between. And the way you, like, the easiest way to dry clothes is, like, you roll them in, like, a towel or, like, a robe or something. And then you step on it, and it, like, dries super quickly. Travel tip.
Very smart. That's nice. I got to do that.
Life hack. Yeah.
Your winter expert on travel.
All right. And with that, we shouldn't drag this out any longer.
Hope you enjoyed this. Let us know if so. Keep it to yourself if not. And Gregor... Tomorrow, day one. Well, no, today was day one. Tomorrow's day one A sessions.
Yeah.
Medal ceremonies and stuff like that.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll do another one.
Yeah.
See you all later.
Tomorrow. See ya.